On New York University Week, there's more diversity in STEM than before, but there's more work to be done. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joseph Simpion, professor of economics and education policy, examines where help is needed.
When we talk about the gender gap in physics, engineering, and computer science, we often focus on the overall numbers, about 4 men for every 1 woman at the undergraduate level. But my research reveals a more complex story about who gets to become a scientist or engineer in America. Analyzing over 34 million college degrees awarded over 2 decades, my colleague Joe R. King and I discovered dramatically different patterns across universities based on their average math SAT scores. At institutions with the highest math achievement, we've seen remarkable progress toward gender equality. In 2002, these schools had about 2 men for every woman in physics, engineering, and computer science majors. By 2022, that gap had narrowed to just 3 men for every 2 women. But at institutions serving the majority of American students, we found a concerning trend. Among institutions with the lowest math scores, what started as 3 men for every woman in 2002 grew to 7 men for every woman by 2022. These schools struggle both to attract and retain women in these majors. These patterns persist even when comparing men and women with similar math abilities, prior coursework, and initial interest in these fields. This suggests that something about the college environment is attracting men while repelling women at less selective institutions, while more selective schools have created environments where women and men persist at similar rates. Previous research has identified promising strategies like mentorship programs and research opportunities, but these programs are largely concentrated at highly selective universities. The challenge is ensuring these strategies work effectively at all institutions, particularly those serving women of color and students who have fewer opportunities for these high-paying careers.
That was Joseph Simpion of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.